Well, hello guys, this is Solo Man. I'm gonna go back in time. Oh, I wish I could. Not physically, just mentally. So at the moment in this time, the media and TV and, say, films is all sort of pushed towards femon programs. You know, Love Island, Strictly, the soaps. Gardening programs, redoing your house. Then mostly all the films coming out are feminized. Now we'll go back in time. You see, femons don't like the same programs or TV entertainment as males do. And males don't like femon programs either. Because femon programs to a man who has a logical brain is superficial. To the male, it's fake and false. And there's usually a lot of talking in it as well. That means nothing. Males generally like a bit of substance in their entertainment. But we're way back in time right now, and let's take a husband. He was forced to have to sit through the soaps to watch it with his wife. Because a happy life means a happy wife. He also had to watch maybe a chick flick as well. But as we know, femons are quite self-centered, and the world evolves around them. When there was a fishing program, or maybe even a football game, or rugby, the husband had to watch it in another room, generally speaking, on his own. Such is the double standards of femons. And I remember this happening to lots of guys, married guys, long-term girlfriends. So you see, femon entitlement has been going on a long time. It's just now, it's on steroids. Generally, years ago, males used to have to give up their hobbies and join the femon, what they liked to do. The male was just a kind of an extension of her life, her world. Now it still happens today, but not so much, because men are waking up. They're realizing that they, too, have a choice and have the right to have a life as well. The funny thing is, femons are all going on about equality for so long that men want it too. That's kind of an unwanted byproduct of the femons' actions. You see, femons generally are great virtual signalers, but actions speak louder than words. When more and more men see the double standards that femons live by, femons don't want respect from males. They want to be worshipped by males. And for males not to see their real, true nature. But femons have done an own goal, and males are the ones actually benefiting from all this feminization, because it set males free. Many years ago, males were told by femons, of course, that they were lucky to have a girlfriend. They were lucky to have a wife. But really all they were a millstone round the man's neck, and suffocated his real potential. There are some marriages and even long-term relationships where the femon is an asset. But those are very, very rare, like winning the lottery. And if some of you males think that giving the femon what she wants will stop her moaning, you are really mistaken. They've been moaning for over 200,000 years. A happy life, guys. You don't need no wife. Males aren't afraid of being alone. And the funny thing is, men who are married for over 20-some years are the more alone people than the unmarried. Because the femon generally isolates him from his friends and family so that she can have full control. Have a good day, gentlemen. Remember, you are in control of your destiny.